Here's the thing. I mean, I don't want to sound like the old guy in the room, which I clearly am, but back then we were kind of going blind. Like, there's so many things. You can find out virtually everything now on the internet. You know, like I often say to people, you don't have to think anymore. If you have a question, you just Google it and you find out. So a lot of the technical stuff we could have researched better, but I don't know that we do anything differently. Like, we have some. One idea we had that we thought was really clever, which turned out to kill us, was that, you know, I had PM'd before, so I knew a lot of the nuts and bolts, and I said to Bruce, like, we have to make this 70 minutes long. Like, we've got to shoot 70 minutes, we're going to have 5 minutes of credits, and then we're going to have a feature film. And one of the things we did was decide to shoot in black and white, because we thought, okay, black and white, frankly, you don't have to worry about, color. You don't have to worry about matching things or things working. It's just all black and white. It killed us in the end, so you couldn't make a TV sale because of it. We had a TV company in Italy who loved the film. They said they loved the film, and we said, well, why don't you want to buy it? He says, well, it's in black and white. And I says, well, you know, Martin Scorsese, Francis Ford Coppola, they've done films in black and white. He goes, yeah, Martin Scorsese and Francis Ford Coppola, not Colin McDonald.